Tell me a little bit about a typical client for you.
Honestly, I don't feel like there is any typical client other than the main theme of residential secured lending. So I do more residential than commercial, but everyone's situation and goals are so unique. And that's honestly why I joined the broker channel about 3 years ago, is because I can work with all different types of lenders and programs and the big banks even, which means that I can tailor solutions to whether someone is buying their first home and they need education around what that looks like. Maybe they're refinancing, they need to consolidate debt, maybe they have poor credit because life happens, or maybe they're just even planning for retirement. But my approach is typically the same. It's judgment-free, inclusive, and I just try to focus on putting someone in a position where it will truly work for their life and meet their financial goals.
I know that you're actively involved in the community in a number of different capacities. What would you say is your favorite community involvement event?
It's not just one event. So I'm actually a volunteer with JA Canada, and I got in touch with them through the Northumberland United Way about a year ago. And I just absolutely love this program because I had started my own financial literacy program. And when I found out that there was something that already exists and they are actively looking for volunteers, it was just a match made in heaven. So I just find it very rewarding. It's a lot of fun. It does take a lot of energy going into the schools. So I definitely have a lot of respect for teachers for sure, but it's absolutely, I just feel like it's a lot of fun, and I'm very pleasantly surprised about how insightful our students are. They are very engaged and very excited about talking about finances, and the teachers are also very enthusiastic about this program, and I think that we need more volunteers. So if I could encourage other financial professionals to join or look into becoming a volunteer, I would highly recommend doing that.
What's the thing that you would like people to have a better understanding about when it comes to mortgages?
Now, this one was a tough one, but I did narrow it down to the one because it was a close second. But it's that the interest rate is just one piece of the puzzle. And sometimes it's the last piece of the puzzle that I can put together for a client. And that's why my team has, we're going to be launching a new series on our social media pages called Beyond the Rate. We want to spread more awareness and education around what all goes into a mortgage application, how the process works, what different professionals are involved with owning or purchasing a home. I think that would be my top one. The second one that would be very close would be how the resilient and growing industry of fraud is impacting what the process looks like now. The common theme word that I get for pushback is invasive. It feels invasive to people for how much documents that we need to collect, how long it takes. It's very different. So I even group my seasoned homeowners and mortgage holders the same category as first-time home buyers because it's constantly changing, and it's part of the process now. The reason why I would still choose interest rate as the number one is I can teach my clients now what it looks like, and that's a lot easier than trying to teach a rate shopper that they're wasting their time.
What do you see as your role in the community beyond mortgages?
For me, it's about being a trusted resource. I'd like to be a one-stop shop where you can come to me, and maybe it doesn't have to do with mortgages, but maybe you need an accountant or a recommendation for a lawyer. Again, there's so many different financial professionals involved with owning a home or purchasing a home. I think that when we all work together, it's going to build our businesses, but most importantly, it's going to strengthen our community. It's going to kind of wrap our arms around that one person and give them a holistic financial approach to achieving their goals. And again, that's only going to benefit the different professionals that are helping and the people in our community. And then I become, again, a trusted resource that they're going to refer me to other people to do just the same. And I find it very rewarding.